RH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Miscellaneous Music Madness, aka Triple M, and I am your host, DJ Eminem, not to be confused with the rapper. Happy Veterans Day to all that serve. We're grateful that you serve and represent our country. And today, I'm going to be doing a show all about songs from my childhood. So this is not necessarily like, you know, nursery rhymes or anything like that. This is when I started listening to like actual music and things. So a lot of this inspiration of my early music taste comes from my sister Claire. So shout out to her. And a lot of her stuff came from like her iTunes library. And these were like the songs that were on like my playlist and stuff. I used to burn discs with songs that I really liked. So some of these songs were definitely on those discs. So you're going to kind of get a peek into what my early music taste was like. A lot of it was very pop music. So you're kind of going to hear a lot of that kind of sound today. So I hope you will enjoy. The first song I'm going to start with is a song by Rihanna called Don't Stop the Music. So let's listen.
Please don't stop the music, music, music. Please don't stop the music, music, music. Please don't stop the music, music, music.
Take you away, this is paving to the music. DJ, let it play.
the music, music, music.
And that was Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna. I really like a lot of Rihanna's earlier music a lot, and this is no exception. I like her song SOS. Disturbia, of course, is classic. Also, I forgot to mention that this show, I called it Throwback Thursday, and I didn't even mention that. But it's called Throwback Thursday because it's Thursday, and this is probably the only time I can make this reference during this semester, because who knows if my show's is going to be on Thursday next semester. I have no idea. But I guess I did get my classes. I don't think I mentioned that last time. But I got my classes like a few weeks ago. And basically my Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays are mostly free. Like I don't have class. I have work at the Gateway Center. But I don't have class or work or anything on Friday, so I got a 3-day weekend, so that's really cool and exciting. And like that's the thing too. I think the thing that really inspired me to do this playlist is that I realized that I am growing up and I'm getting a little bit old. So my partner students actually reminded me of that because I'm teaching them how to do their first class registration. And a lot of them are like, "You're a senior, right? So you did that for the last time." And I'm like, don't remind me that I'm a senior and that I'm going to graduate and have to go into the real world and do real things. So, yeah, this is kind of taking me back, you know, getting me back to my roots. Anyway, let me stop blabbing on about my life and my crises. Let's go to a song by Gwen Stefani and Akon called The Sweet Escape, which is such a good song, and I'm so excited to play it. And that was Sweet Escape by Gwenda Stefani and Akon. There was another song that was playing after that, which isn't even on this playlist. So I don't know why it was playing. But you heard a little bit of the song Sweet Disaster by Dreamers, but that is not even on my playlist. So I don't know why that was playing, but that was just me for not paying attention. Well, anyway, the next song I'm going to be playing is a song that I remember like very early when I was getting into listening to mainstream music and, you know, regular music, not just like I said, nursery rhymes and stuff. This is the song Bleeding Love by Lenoa Lewis. So let's give it a listen.
Keep beating, I keep beating.
And that was Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. The next song I'm going to play is another song that I remember very early on when I started listening to more mainstream-esque music, is a song by Sarah Bareilles, I think. And the song is Love Song. So let's listen.
Tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder, even I know that. Made room for me, but it's too soon to see if I'm happy in your hands. I'm unusually hard to hold on to. Blank stares at
And that was Love Song by Sarah Bareilles. I'm going to just say that's her name. I'm sorry if I butchered it. The next song I'm going to play is a song by Fergie. It's not Fergalicious, unfortunately, because that is explicit. But this is Big Girls Don't Cry Personal. And I gotta say, like, this song, as listening to it as like a young child, like, I think it's like about a breakup. But for some reason, I like listened so much to the song and I loved it. And I still think it's a good song. I just don't know why I was so obsessed with it as a kid. But anyway, let's give it a listen.
I'm gonna miss you like a child misses that blanket from out the
And that was Big Girls Don't Cry, Personal by Fergie. Just imagine like 7 or 8 year old me singing this song like all the time. Even though I probably did not know what it meant. I definitely did not know like what it meant. I was singing along with it. But yeah, I still think it's a pretty good song today. So the next song I'm going to play is one of my favorite artists, Lady Gaga. This is from her first album, The Fame. One of her more well-known songs off of The Fame. I could have picked any of them, honestly, but I picked Paparazzi. So let's give it a listen. And that was Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. I almost forgot there was a very naughty word that the FCC would not like in the song, but luckily I remember the song so much that I'm like, oh, I gotta mute it for a second to get rid of it. So, yeah. The next song I'm gonna play is a song by Natasha Bedingfield called Pocket Full of Sunshine. So let's give it a listen.
Never gonna break me, sticks and stones are never gonna shake me, oh.
And that was Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield. The next song I'm going to play is a song by Kelly Clarkson called My Life Would Suck Without You. So let's give it a listen. And that was My Life Would Suck Without You by Kelly Clarkson. Very good song. Still one of my favorites. The next song I'm going to play is a song called Complicated by Avril Lavigne. And I'm pretty sure this song was a gateway to my pop punk music liking. So let's listen to it now.
To me.
And that was Complicated by Avril Lavigne. I was thinking really hard if I wanted to put Skater Boy or Complicated on here. And I feel like Complicated resonated with me more, I guess, in terms of like thinking back to throwbacks in my childhood. But Skater Boy is still an amazing song and also belongs on this kind of list as well. Like, Avril Lavigne, like, early 2000s was, like, peak her career, for sure. Anyway, so the next song I'm going to play is a song by Beyoncé called Sweet Dreams. Again, with Beyoncé, like, Avril Lavigne, early 2000s, like, ate it up. All right, let's play it. And that was Sweet Dreams by Beyoncé. I recently rediscovered that song, and it's been very much repeated on when I listen to my music around campus and everything. So, really good song. The next song I'm going to play, second to last one, is one by T-Swift herself from her OG album, which is self-titled Taylor Swift, and it's Teardrops on My Guitar. And speaking of Taylor Swift, her Red re-release comes out at midnight tonight. So my friends and I are going to have a listening party on Saturday. So I'm really excited. But That's not even related to this album, but it's still Taylor Swift related. Anyway, this is Teardrops on My Guitar. And that was Teardrops on My Guitar by Taylor Swift. Kind of like Fergie's song that I played earlier. I don't know why I was into such the like breakup, like slow songs, but I was. I don't know. I really like them. I still like them now, but it's just kind of funny because, you know, when I was like 8 years old, I didn't have the concept of relationships and breakups at all. But yeah, still like them today. And then the final song I'm going to play is a song that I almost forgot about until I remembered it, because that's how things work. But it's a song that was featured in the movie White Chicks, if you know the movie. Very funny movie. And it's called A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton. So let's listen to this one-hit wonder, but it's a good one.
Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd.
And that was A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton. And that concludes my show. And this has been WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Miscellaneous Music Madness with DJ Eminem. And next week, I'm going to be playing an hour earlier because I'm going to be going to an event that starts at 5:30. So I'm not going to be able to do my show. But no one's doing their show at 4, so I'm just going to do it from 4 to 5. So, yeah, I'll see you then. Have a good night, everyone.